An essential member of the WVPE family is retiring. In this week's Michiana Chronicles, Kim Macon talks to Sid Schroyer.
When I turn the corner at the top of the stairs, there's Kim. Kim Macon, the development director at WVPE. Behind the desk and a computer screen in her dimly lit office. Hi, Kim. Hey, Sid. That begins my day. I'm not exactly sure what Kim does at the station. It's my impression that she carries it around on her shoulders. Hi, Kim.
Hey, Sid.
Kim, I got to ask you, what exactly is it that you do here at WVPE?
I do a little bit of everything.
I have that impression.
But mainly, I oversee all of the development here at the station. All of the underwriting, the membership. I guess that includes promotions and what we present to the public.
My primary contact with you is that at the end of my shift, I put the broadcaster log, whatever that's called, in a file for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens to it after that?
I have to make sure that what's on the paper log that you use matches what's in the board file in the computer. Because once that is done, that's what decides how all of our underwriters are actually billed.
Okay.
By what the board file says they have run.
So if I screw up and don't play something it was supposed to play, you catch that. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and then I get it rescheduled for when it can be made good.
Okay. Well, I won't ask you how often that happens because that's just pointless. Let's talk about the past. What year did you start here?
The first weekday of January.
Okay.
In 1993.
So exactly, what are we talking, 25 years ago?
Actually, I think it's closer to 27.
27 years ago. I saw an ad in the newspaper. How did you get connected?
Actually, I got connected to Tim Eby. I was serving on the Elkhart Jazz Festival Committee at the time. And just in a conversation, Tim mentioned that they were looking for, at the time, I think it was a marketing director. And I had been working at another radio station here, probably 7 or 8 years, and was ready for a change.
Kim's memories include Meet Me on the Island.
Those are just very nice after work Friday night events, which we're kind of known for.
Juan Williams hosting Talk of the Nation at Goshen College. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me selling out the Lerner Theater. A major rainstorm at a St. Pat's Park show and some major frustration working her first pledge drive.
I kept making mistakes and I was flubbing and I was tired. I had been working for days and I'd had it and I'm just mad and then I started crying and it was just a mess. I was a mess. And I'm crying on my way home. I'm thinking, now my son's going to be there when I get there. I can't go home this upset. And so I pulled myself together and I'm like, okay. So then I put my key in the door and my son comes running up to me and he has a bouquet of paper flowers that he had made for me in school that day. And he runs up to me and he gives me the flowers and I just lost it. I'm like, oh, just crying and having it was a good thing, but getting up to it that was a little bit of a thing.
That's the past. But what about the future?
So many things are happening digitally, online, and we are just at the tip of what the potential can actually be with our HD streams. We've got HD2, HD3. There's potential for additional streams. We're looking at getting into podcasting and the community, bringing that into a community project, really poised to take off. My son was 9 years old when I started here, and now he's married with a family of his own, and it's been a great ride.
Again, I'm going to miss you when I come up the stairs, and and I say hello, Kim, and there's no response. It's going to be a little weird for a while.
Yep, I won't be right there at my desk peeping around the corner there.
And so. I know how much everybody here at the station appreciates you as a person and for your work, and And so I guess I'll just say goodbye.
Goodbye, Sid.
Kim Makin worked at WVPE for 27 years. Today is her last day. Thanks to Anna Caroline Caruso, Diane Daniels, Justin Hicks, and Jennifer Weingart for helping produce this Michiana Chronicles. I'm Sid Schroyer.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.